Well, it seems to have been nonstop this morning here in Goodyear, and that's a good thing as we get ready for the 2017 season. It all starts in spring training. And again, Wahoo Week right here on AM 930 WEOL. We go from one guest right to the other as Indians right-hander Dan Otero now joins us at the table to talk a little bit about this upcoming campaign. Dan, great to have you back on WEOL.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm surprised I have to follow Sarbaugh. It's going to be a tough act to follow.
So what's your best minor league story as you made your way through the ranks?
I don't know. Probably we won a few championships at the lower levels. Those are always fun to do. And, you know, I remember one season where we had, I think, five or six of us in a two-bedroom apartment trying to save money. But that's also one of the experiences that I'll always remember. And we're, you know, you don't get paid very much in the minor leagues. And we were trying to cram in and, you know, save money any way we could. And we were all on top of each other. But it was a lot of fun that year.
So when you go from that level to the major leagues and you're up on that hill for the very first time in a Major League Baseball game, do you still remember that moment and taking it all in to say, I've made it. I've gone from living with five or six guys to pitching in the major leagues?
Yeah, you definitely remember it, but it's intimidating your first time out there in the big leagues. You know, they call it the third level effect because the big league stadium always has that third tier or maybe sometimes fourth tier, whereas the minor league stadium's always just one lower bowl or sometimes some box suites. So it can definitely be daunting at times, and then you're pitching against guys you follow on TV, so getting over that mental hurdle is sometimes the biggest part.
Well, you come to Cleveland last year and just put together a terrific season for the Indians. Obviously set up guy in that bullpen. Just talk about the dynamics of the bullpen with yourself, Brian Shaw, Cody, Andrew Miller comes in late in the year. Just how that works and the dynamic of the Indians bullpen.
Well, it's actually really easy down there because everybody's such a good person and on and off the field, so it makes it really easy to get along with everybody, and there's no big egos. When Andrew came in, he didn't care where he pitched. All he cared about was winning. You know, Cody, around the trade deadline, was telling Chris and Mike, Chernoff, like, I don't care. Trade for a closer. I'll go set up. I'll pitch wherever. You know, that makes it so much easier on everybody else because there are no egos, and all we care about down there is winning. And we truly believe in each and every one of us when we go out there that we're going to get outs, and nobody really cares if the other one's doing better than you or stuff like that, as long as the team wins.
Now, pitchers know all about other pitchers, and we've talked a couple of times this morning about Boone Logan. I mean, obviously, Edwin Encarnacion gets all the headlines and what he will do for this Indians lineup, but Boone Logan, similar to yourself, setup guy, but he's a southpaw. But for WEOL listeners that don't know a lot about Boone, talk about what he'll add to this bullpen.
Oh, I'm still trying to get to know him, too, so it's only the second week of spring training. I've seen him pitch a few times as an opponent, and I know what he's going to bring. He's going to bring an aggressive mentality out to the mound, and, you know, I think he could be a big boost to our pen. You know, we already have a pretty good back end, but when you add a veteran guy like that, it's only going to make us better. Hopefully we can learn from him a little bit, too, because he's been on different teams. He's been through different situations. Anytime you bring in a guy with that experience, you can always learn from them.
I asked Josh a couple of interviews ago, like I said, they've been consistent here this morning, but I asked Josh Tomlin, how long does it take to decompress off a season like last year where you get all the way to the pinnacle, game 7, 10th inning? I mean, you just don't get up the next morning and go, well, that's over with. I mean, it takes a while to kind of get off of that.
No,
how long does it take?
I don't know if I have a set number for you, because when you think you've decompressed, then you get asked about it again.
Right.
And then you kind of bring it, you relive it again. So it kind of never ends, you know, whether it's a friend asking you, a family member, or a radio host, or somebody.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm just giving you a hard time. No, you get asked about it a lot, so you kind of, oh, yeah, that did happen. You know, you try to forget about it maybe and put it in the back of your mind and move on to the next season. But it did happen. And, you know, we're going to use that as a positive. You know, we did make it a long way, and we're the second team standing. So this year we want to be the last team standing, and that's everybody's goal here. You know, we're here, you know, to get the job done this year.
Guys, before we let Dan go, any thoughts or questions from the studio?
Dan, do you have kind of a go-to pitch, or does it depend more on the batter and situation in the game?
I pretty much always try to throw my fastball, whether it's a four-seamer or two-seam. You know, I kind of use information on the batter, but in the end of the day, I want to go with my strength, and usually my strength is keeping the ball down in the zone. Every now and then, I think I'm a power pitcher, and I try to throw into the top of the zone. It doesn't always work out. It usually ends up over the fence, so I try to stay away from that as much as possible.
How satisfied were you with your season last year, and how do you build off that?
I mean, it was hard not to be satisfied on an individual level, you know, but you wanted to win, and we came so close. But, yes, individually I did have a great year. but I want to be able to build on that. You know, you're only as good as your next pitch, as your next outing. So I want to be able to take that mindset into this year and keep that aggressive mentality that I had last spring to make the team. You know, I want to be able to keep that same mentality and not get complacent at all. And I want to be able to keep moving forward and keep improving.
Is the comfort level a lot different this spring training than last year simply because you know these guys, you know this organization?
Yeah, 100%. Whenever you have familiarity with the teammates or coaches or even athletic trainers, strength coaches, it just makes you a little bit more comfortable. But at the same time, you're still trying to get better because there's 60 guys here in camp and there's probably 30 pitchers trying to take your spot. You know, and they keep pushing you, which is a good thing. You know,
right.
You know, competition is a good thing, and I want to be able to make sure I keep up here, and I don't want to go back down to the minor leagues. I don't want to live with six guys in,
you took my
in
line.
Two bedrooms. No, I don't want to do that yet. No, not again.
Well, hey, congratulations on an awesome year last year. I look forward to seeing you coming out of the pen again this season, and let's hope we're playing baseball in late October, early November again.
Sounds like a good plan.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. Thank you. Dan Otero joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Boy, guys, did 2 hours just fly by this morning, and what an array of guests, man. It was a good program, and this is day one. We've got four more to go.